James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're going to take it out to the Skywatch. Tonight, I've got a few things I wanted to cover. A lot of people are feeling some major shifts going on and things happening on every level, you know, in your relationship levels and, you know, business and your church relationships, everything. It seems like we're in this process where everything is unfolding, everything is unwinding, and everything is actually coming apart. And we're talking a lot about that today with several other people that all seem to be going in through the same process. And I see a lot of times, you know, this old program that we're on, this old way of being, and everything, it's a sinking ship. It's going down. And there's this other beautiful luxury liner sitting right next to it, you know. And we are hanging on to that old sinking ship so hard and trying to, you know, maintain the status quo, keep everything, you know, copacetic, keep everything, you know, without change, basically. And the only thing constant is change. It's the one thing that, you know, if I were to give a prophecy with 100% accuracy, I would have to say there's going to be extreme change in your near future. So we're just going to have to get used to it and learn to deal with this and learn to flow with it versus trying to make it something other than it is. And we need to take a very hard look at our reality and what's manifesting, you know, with that reality. So basically, we are moving into that phase. We're moving into the pivot point, you know, which is in March of the ninth wave or unity consciousness. And we're already feeling the energies coming in around that. And, you know, anything that's out of unity that is working from through the program of me and mine and self is just falling apart. And these concepts of ownership and exclusivity on every level are just falling apart. I notice, you know, the churches and the religious institutions, they have these exclusive gods and these exclusive masters and beings, and that's falling apart. And we've had some amazing events happen here where, you know, Mary has appeared, you know, with multiple witnesses actually having this experience, feeling her, feeling, you know, extreme tears. Lately, we're having the rooms filling up with roses, just amazing connections happening. And these old prophets of the past are coming along with the ultra-dimensional. So it's all interconnected. But we have these little boxes that we want to, you know, put everything into so we can feel safe and secure. And a lot of the intellectual boxes we have, these old sciences are just falling by the wayside. But, you know, they're not going to go kicking and screaming. So, you know, basically, if we would all just learn to kind of like let go and just go with this flow and master, you know, becoming the observer and just start watching things as they unfold around us, you know, rather than being in reactionary mind and reacting to everything that's happening around us, you know, we'll do much better off. But if we try to fix everything or we entangle ourselves with all these messes and all of these unwindings and everything else, we're going to go, you know, by the wayside along with these old programs. So basically, you're not alone. There's a huge energy shift coming in. It's been coming in. It's exponential. It's coming in cycles. And we are undergoing the vibrational continuum, the lifting that's coming down through the vibrational continuum. And there's other ways of explaining this, but there's a massive energy influx coming in. If you want to do it on a 3D level, it's coming in from the center of this galaxy. It's moving through, you know, our solar system now. It's moving through. It's touching the entire universe. So this is a big event. It's much bigger than we can imagine. It's not just one dimension that this is happening on. It's that if the other dimensions are pressing hard on the Earth and you know, assisting us in this grand evolutionary jump that we're undergoing. These shifts happening are not pretty for some people. Some people are experiencing ecstatic states of bliss and power and just feeling really grounded in their own self-authority, you might say, and other people are being just kicked all over the place, you know, because they haven't found their own self-authority. They can't anchor these energies in because they haven't created the necessary alignments and and haven't done their homework, or their own, you know, they haven't engaged their own healing process. And my heart goes out to these people, because it's going to be a very, very hard journey for these people when these energies come in even stronger than they are now. I know, you know, on the political front, you know, I heard that, yeah, we're pulling all the troops out of Iraq. You know, I don't know. The lies and the deceptions are so blatant right now. I don't know how anybody misses it. But the majority of the troops over there are not our troops. They're contractors. And they're going to still be there. We're going to have all these bases over there. It's still totally, you know, the oil is the main key, you know, controlling the oil. And, you know, we have to get back to the brass tacks of all this, is we haven't needed the oil since the 30s, and even probably before that. We've had fuelless energy technology and other technologies that make oil an unnecessary thing, and we don't have to use our armies, you know, as the corporate, you know, military, the arm to ensure that we continue utilizing oil and polluting the planet and you know, making a lot of rich people even richer. You know, it's sad, but we have to really start looking at the, you know, the pharmaceutical industry, the war industry, and the oil industry, and look at where they're taking us, because they're taking us down a road of no return, and it's definitely the downward spiral. And if we are going to continue to support it and be a part of it, then that's, you know, that's your karma. You know, if you align yourself with the beast, when the beast goes down, you go with the beast. It's that simple. And I'm not saying this in judgment or to condemn anybody. It's just, you know, basically it's just a fact. This is where we're going. We are shifting. We are moving to the next level. There are people that aren't going to make that shift. It's very clear. There are people that are very self-centered, they have this sense of entitlement. They think everybody in the world owes them a living, and they don't care how their profits come. They have no care whatsoever for life. Even human life, you know, it doesn't matter about animal or plant life or forests or, you know, oceans, as we've seen in the Gulf. I was totally amazed when the head of the BP said, you know, there's something trillion barrels of oil down there and we are going to get it, you know. It's just, when do these guys stop? When did they learn? You know, this spill is just one of many spills going on, and the ocean there is a big cesspool. And, you know, it's time that we stop this nonsense and start cleaning up this mess and start looking for alternative energies, because if we don't do this soon, pretty soon, we're not going to have an ecosystem. And I don't care if you've got a brand new Porsche, you're not going to have any roads or any gas or anywhere to drive it, because the earth is not going to be there for you. You know, so we are having some major changes coming up. We've set these into motion. It's a natural cycle that we're going to be undergoing, and it's aggravated by man. And so we're doing our best to aggravate this natural cycle, and we're not paying attention to what's happening around us and what nature is saying. So, you know, there's an old saying, I think Chief Seattle said that, you know, take a man out of nature, you harden his heart. And we have some very, very hard-hearted people running the country now. And all they care about is profit. And they, you know, they sit in their cubicles and they crunch numbers and they tear down forests, they destroy oceans, they do whatever's necessary to keep that corporate profit going. And it's very sad. I know there's some people, Horowitz, there's a lot of whistleblowers out there that are taking a lot of heat, and, you know, it'd be good to send them a nice support, you know, email or just, you know, some support, and say, you know, let them know, even send them some funds or something to help them with any legal battles that they have, because they're under the gun right now, and they're facing some pretty big charges that have been brought up against them. And certain factions out there are doing everything they can to take these whistleblowers out that are, you know, coming down on the big pharmaceutical companies, which are, you know, creating some pretty nasty diseases out there, releasing them, and then making billions on the antidote. So these guys really need our support. We need to get behind them. And maybe I'll get him on the show here real soon. There's quite a few things going on. But we have to start paying attention and start supporting the people that are trying to turn this planet around, get behind them, and help them out, even if you don't have any funds to throw their way, or help them, you know, with their legal battles or whatever. Just send them some support, you know, stand behind them. If there's meetings, you know, if there's meetings or court cases or whatever, you know, fill those courts up. Go in there and just fill the courts up so they know that people are care about these issues and people are paying attention, you know, and get behind these people. So it's very important that, you know, we support this process. We support the awakening healing process, and we support those on the forefront of this process, you know, because, you know, there is a lot of slamming going on out there. I know that we have our trials and tribulations here, and we have, you know, a lot of processes going on. Everybody's going through the process here at the ranch. And, you know, we're having to deal with county issues and things like that. And there are people that would really like to see us go away, basically. And which is understandable. If that isn't occurring, you're not doing your job. If your life is just cool and coasting and life's a breeze and everything else, you know, you're part of the status quo. You're just flowing along with social consciousness. And I hate to tell you, but social consciousness and the status quo is about to change. And nature is the one that's going to have the last word when all this comes down. But, you know, if your boat is being rocked and you're rocking everybody else's boat and you're making waves out there, then kudos to you. That's the way it should be. You know, it's you're not going to have everybody like you. You're not going to have everybody love you. You're not going to have everything that you want, because your soul is pressing forward with a different agenda. And it's usually a higher agenda. So anyway, there's a lot of shifts happening, a lot of changes on every level. People are waking up in every arena. These major institutions are now being seen, you know, for what they are and what they've done. Their karma is coming home to roost. And we are in those times, and everything out of alignment with unity consciousness is not going to fare well in the days to come. So there are some huge planetary shifts coming up. I know there's a big one in September. There's another big one in November, where things are just going to get crazy. And so, you know, it's time to, like, buck up and stand in your self-authority and prepare on every level, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, every level. You know, we've got to clean up our closets right now. There's quite a few other things going on. There's what I'm seeing is that we have to admit that there are people that just aren't going to make it. You know, they haven't even started their process. They don't want to start their process. And, you know, they just want to basically, you know, eat their fast food and throw out insults and ridicule and distortions and make assumptions and whatever. You know, that's where they want to be, you know, and that's okay. And their soul has a big lesson for them coming around the corner, and that's between them and their soul. And sometimes it's time to just step aside and let that work itself out. You know, let those lessons come down the pike however they need to come, because, you know, everybody has their own unique purpose for being here. Everybody has their own roles to play, you might say. And, you know, who are we to judge another for their role or their program? You know, that might be what they need to experience. You know, we just don't know, because there's a much bigger picture unfolding. But right now we need to focus on our own evolution and our own healing process, and our own awakening. We need to start releasing, you know, all of those people that we're dragging behind us and carrying, and just pull our energies inward and let them start carrying themselves, because that's just the way it's going to be in the days to come. I mean, we are looking down the barrel at some huge changes, and, you know, I know there's a lot of people that say this is a negative message, you know, it's doom and gloom, it's negative prophecy. It's not prophecy anymore, it's science. And it's unfolding, and all your major scientists know what's coming down. They know what's on the books and what's getting ready to happen. They don't know when. They don't have a crystal ball, but they've read the cycles, they've read the, you know, they've seen it in archaeology, they've seen it in geology. They know about certain events and certain patterns that unfold on a regular basis and cycles, and they're very aware of this, including these major solar cycles we're coming up to. So those people that are in the know, that are educated, are very aware of some major changes coming down, and it's time for all of us to do our own research and not you know, watch the boob tube and your latest soap opera and sit there and eat Twinkies or whatever, you know, until everything hits the fan. You know, that's not going to cut it, you know. So anyway, we're going to have to really start cleaning up our act. And that means, you know, on every level, on the physical level, we need to take care of our needs, our physical needs. And we need to take care of times when those products or those things we need may not be there. And so it's very important to take care of your physical body in that way. You know, get some fresh water, get some food and whatever. You know, if you're living in a city and the grid goes down, you better have some backup. You better have something to take care of yourself. And that is just the way it is. I don't see the grid staying up past 2012. I doubt very much that it will be still intact. You know, the other thing, mentally, emotionally, you need to process all the old wounds and traumas, all the childhood trauma. You know, it's never too late to have a happy childhood. You know, get back into that childlike innocence, you know, and clear up all the old wounds and traumas and everything else that you're carrying around. You know, dump the baggage. You know, on the spiritual level, too, we need to transcend all religious and cultural barriers and get beyond all of this separation game and really see the God in everyone and everything. That's what it's all about. All of the masters taught this, you know, despite what certain organizations are saying, there is no exclusivity in God, never was. The chosen ones are the ones who chose. They chose to awaken, they chose to heal, they chose to become one with the source within them. That is the bottom line. It's very simple. You know, you don't need to study all the scriptures. You don't need to study every book on the planet. You know, the truth is very, very simple. And as one of the lamas I studied with, I love what he said. He said, there's so few enlightened beings on this planet because it's so damn simple, you know. And we're trapped in the intellect and all these elaborate teachings. And it's not that complicated. It never was. So basically, you know, you focus on love and joy and bliss till you become it. You know, be still and know ye are God, that God is within you. Do your meditation time, get out in nature, and see the God in everyone and everything. It's really that simple. It's not that complicated. The hard part is to step out of the complication and get back to the simplicity. That's the hard part. Because, you know, we are living in a very complicated, very intellectual, a very outward-driven society. And it's time to go within and, you know, make your own personal contact with Source, Creator, God, whatever you want to call it, and clean up the past, release the past. And that's what the higher beings want us to do. If you want to know what their message is, they're telling us that we're about to embark on a huge evolutionary jump, that the Earth is going to go through a huge transition, and they want us to live in unity, live in harmony with each other and the planet. I mean, that's their message. It's not that complicated. So, you know, if you're waiting for some little bug-eyed gray to come down and drop a symbol in your hand that's going to awaken you to unlimited power, guess what? They own you if you take that symbol. So don't go that direction. You know, go within. And always realize that love serves. Love never overpowers. It doesn't manipulate. It serves, bottom line. And love is the ultimate power in the universe. So basically, that's my rant for this this evening's show. I want to go out to the field and talk to some of the people out in the field. We've had some amazing events happen here. You know, we've had actually Mary appear here twice. And took photographs of this phenomenon happening, and the whole room filled with roses and people connected. Just amazing energy coming in. And we've had Mary Magdalene appear here as well. We've had a lot of masters appear here, and we've actually gotten photos of Kuan Yin, and Ezekiel is one of the beings that I work quite a bit. You know, if you want to experience these beings, I said I would just sit down and put a big smile on your face for just 1 minute, let go of everyone and everything, and just say the name. You know, say their name and tell them you want to feel their energy. You have to initiate this. And they're here to assist us. They're here to help us. They're not here to be worshipped. They want us to find the God within and come play with Him, basically. That's why they're here. So all of these gods and goddesses and masters of the past, you know, they're here to assist in the awakening and healing process, and that, and they're here to empower each individual, you know, to connect with the God within. That's the bottom line. That's why they're here. These beings that come here in these glorious ships that we're seeing and filming, they have technology beyond anything you can imagine. And it's a spiritual technology. It's not this nuts and bolts game that most ufology is playing with and trying to, you know, turn everything negative or whatever. It's, you know, they learned to levitate before they had anti-gravity. They could levitate their own bodies. They could bilocate before they could jump their ships wherever they needed to go. So their spirituality and their technology is in balance. And where we've been trying to back engineer all this stuff and use it in the war industry or use it to conquer others or overpower others, they took a different path. And they're very concerned on how we are using our technology and how we aren't using it in service to humanity and the earth. We're using it to just serve a few. And they're very concerned about that. So, but anyway, that whole program is going to come to a close too, just energetically. It's unsustainable. You know, there's so many things happening here. I could go on and on. I think one of the things that amazed me the most is that I've been doing a lot of dark retreats. And in these dark retreats, I'll go out of body, and I just see these beautiful cat beings. They're feline beings, very tall beings. And they move just incredibly. When they move, they're very fluid, and they... tails are just flashing back and forth, you know, and they're excited and they're so loving to see you. And, you know, these are fifth and sixth dimensional beings, you know, that come from the Sirius system. And there's a lot of robe masters there too, you know, participating in these events and, you know, civilizations that are all, you know, fifth level, you know, they're all Christ consciousness, a whole civilization of beings and beings that we would mythologically call archangels, which are Andromedans, are there too. And they have 8 to 10 foot tall light bodies with huge fields of energy coming out behind them that look like wings. Just amazing things going on. And we look at the potential, and guess what? You've done all that. You came from the source itself. You came down through all these dimensions, and now you're here in the physical. You've done angel, you've done God being, you've done all these things. You came from the source itself, and now you're having a physical experience, and all these beings are coming back saying, hey, remember who you are, you know, and they're family, and they're getting ready to have a huge reunion. So throughout the changes, you know, there's a lot of help, and after the changes, there's going to be a grand reunion. You're going to see quite a skirmish going on between the controllers and those who want to continue to control and manipulate and stifle evolution. And you're going to see the people that are the ones that are, you know, focused on universal peace and brother-sisterly love and love us greatly and want to see us evolve and to break the chains of tyranny. So there is going to be a coming together and a meeting of minds and technology, and we're part of that. We're going to be experiencing that, and you know, so basically realize there are some beings that just love us beyond our imagination. We can't even imagine the love and the bliss and the joy they have to share with us. And there are beings that would really like to control us as well. You know, if you don't believe so, just look at what's happening on Earth right now. So basically, there is going to be a coming together of those two factions, and guess who's going to be on the short end of the stick? It's definitely not the tyrants. And if they had any real wisdom, they would be shifting into the awakening healing process and shifting into service and moving their assets and their consciousness in that direction, because that's the only way they're going to make it through these times, through this shift. There's so many things happening, I don't even know where to start. I mean, there are whole kingdoms and realities and realms existing right alongside of us. And there are people that can see these realms, and we are actually filming them. We have technology now that we can actually film some of these beings flying around and doing all kinds of crazy things. And filming the ships and things like that are bilocating, you know, morphing from 1 to 3 and landing and then taking off at, you know, several thousand miles an hour instantly and just, you know, making right angle turns at 7,000 miles an hour. We've got so much footage on this, it's just amazing. But, you know, this technology is only showing us what's possible within ourselves. I like that one saying that technology is a failure of spirituality. So, you know, what we fail to do spiritually, we're trying to use technology to do. And ultimately, you know, we don't need the technology in the end. You know, the greatest ship you'll ever experience is your own body. And when you learn to raise this body and start jumping dimensions, you can go to the highest levels of consciousness and experience those. You know, and you can go beyond what a lot of these ships are able to do. So, anyway, eventually you don't need a ship. You just have a Merkaba and you appear wherever you want to appear. Your thought determines where you go. And you go there instantaneously. There's no time, you know, in when you move up into those higher levels. You know, it's instantaneous travel, and there is physics behind this now. So we are going through exciting times, and these times are worth hanging out for. They're worth paying attention to your environment, paying attention to your health, your mental and emotional health as well, and paying attention to the God within you. And, you know, it's worth it. You know, whatever you go through, it's worth it to get through to the other side, because it's going to be amazing. It's there's going to be signs and wonders that are going to be truly not just heart-opening, but spirit-opening, and just, you know, it's really worth sitting around and hanging around for, you might say, because there are a lot of those that aren't going to make it. You know, they aren't going to be able to experience this, because it's all about frequency. And if you have a frequency that's focused on me and self and, you know, what's in it for me, and you know, if you're running that program, if you're running the program of tyranny, of making a profit at any expense and not caring about humanity and Earth, you're not going to make the shift. It's just your frequencies are too low. And you can't stop this shift. There's no man that can stop this shift. You know, you can pull out all your technology. You know, you can use HARP, you can use psychotronics, you can use chemtrails, you can use everything you can to keep the energy down on this planet. It's not going to work. You know, all you're doing is creating more karma. And that karma will be accelerated, and it will all come up to the light. So I would make a strong suggestion. It's time to kind of shift your energy and walk away from these programs and not involve yourself anymore, because there will be a backlash. And I love what Buddha said, a fool in his mischief is like fresh milk. It takes a little while to sour, but surely as the cart follows the horse, it will catch up. You know, basically that's what's going on. You know, that there's some of these programs, they are getting away with this stuff, but, you know, eventually it comes home to roost. And if you really think about it, a lot of these people that have done these really heinous acts in the past, guess what? They're dead. They're not here anymore. And they couldn't take their toys with them, and they couldn't take their vast wealth or their empires with them. And some of them left a pretty screwed up bloodline behind to take it even further. But the good news is that some of these people that are inheriting these mega corporations or things like that, there are people coming in that are deciding to shift this and shift the energy. So, you know, basically there's definitely people that are moving up the ranks on the light side, and, you know, these dark programs that we're running are being shifted as we speak. And so a lot of the Illuminati programs are undergoing a major transformation, and some of the people within these systems can't even go where some of the leaders are trying to take them. They're just saying, this is insane. And it is. It's psychotic, you know. So a lot of these beings have no soul left. They've lied and deceived and created so much harm and damage to others that they've cut themselves off completely to the soul they had to continue where they're going. And they don't have any access. They're running on pure ego, and they're actually being run by other forces that they don't even know about, some of them. So when you shift into manipulating energies or power over others, or you're not into service, you're into self-service, basically what you do is you align yourself with another force, and that force eventually consumes you. And so it's a very hard place to get out of once you take that route. And so I would think long and hard before you take that first step, because usually after the first step, you have to continue and take another step and another step and another step, and pretty soon you're so deep that you can't get out. And that is the path of many people, you know, that serve the beast, you might say, that, you know, yeah, there's a nice fat paycheck in it, and a lot of little green pieces of paper that came along with it, and you may have got some real nice material acquisitions, but in the long run, your soul paid a heavy price for that, and it's going to be take a heavy price to get that connection back again. And, you know, that's just the way it is. It's the way of the universe. I'm hoping we can hook up with the line, or we can take some calls, too, if there's any callers out there. We've got a number, 888-815-9756, if we want to take on any calls. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who are we speaking with? Hello?
Is this me?
This is me. Sounds like Renee.
It's Renee. I had to do that. They always say that on Coast to Coast, so I had to give that. I wasn't sure if you were taking another phone call or if it was me.
No. No, you're on
the
air.
It's Renee. Okay. Hello.
Hey, welcome to As You Wish.
Thank you.
Hey, do you want to talk about some of the experiences you've had here recently? I know you're out there when the mountain was lighting up again, and some other strange stuff was going on. So we could probably start there.
Pardon me?
Yeah, we could probably start there and then go from there.
Oh, sure. Well, there was a lot of action on the mountain last night. Lights just all different places coming out of it, which to me is extraordinary. Every time I come, I'm wanting to come to see UFOs, and then I see lights coming out of the mountain. I'm never quite sure what that is.
You know, the one that intrigues me the most is that center light on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right smack in the middle of the mountain. If you take a telescope during the day, or if you go up there, you'll see this lava face, this huge lava face there. And these people are going, you know, that's a snowmobile. And I go, well, I'd love to see a snowmobile traverse that lava cliff, because the light is coming smack dab out of the middle of that lava cliff. And if you go up there, there is no way you can't even climb that thing, basically, you know, without gear.
It captures my imagination.
Yeah.
I mean,
so there's no vehicle that could make it up there. And anyway, it's wilderness territory. You're not supposed to have any vehicle up there anyway. So I think it's amazing how people always try to dismiss that, you know, just massive light 13 miles away. You know, any other headlight or anything else would be unseen. You couldn't even see it.
No, you couldn't see it. And it's a very bright, fairly large light. And it seems to be coming out of the mountain, which just captures my imagination. And we were talking about it last night as we were watching these lights, and it wasn't just in one spot. And we thought, gosh, what's inside there, you know? I'd love to know what that looks like inside.
Yeah, I've got to go up there. You don't know when they're going to go off or when they're going to open that door, so... I'd love to go up there. I've been up there before, and there was nothing there. I mean, there wasn't even a footprint up there. There's no trails up there, and it's very hard to even access the area of that light, where that light is. So, you know, to me, having researched that myself, gone up there, tried to find something, you know, there was nothing there other than some real intense energy, you know, like... real extreme energy. I took one guy up there, and he slept for 3 days afterwards.
Well, you know, you were just talking about the Merkaba ships,
mm-hmm.
and how, well, we're going to have access to that if we can get to that level. Do you think that might be what it is?
You know, I do. I think that the light is some kind of extreme technology. I think it's a door opening. And we see these things coming out of the door, everything from this last ship we just filmed, which was just amazing. And it's a mind-blowing ship because it's bigger in the distance. It looks really big, and as it gets to us, it gets smaller. And it should be the opposite. It should be smaller in the distance and then get bigger as it gets closer to you. So you know, right there, it's kind of warping reality or using a physics that we're not aware of.
Well, that's what coming to this ranch always does to me. It warps my reality. I've learned over the years that I've been coming here since 2007 to just give up all my notions of what reality is and just open up to any possibilities. That's the big lesson of this ranch.
Yeah, you know, it never, you know, to me, it's like I've worked with some major physicists. I have one guy I work with got 9 degrees, and I know a couple of triple PhD Boeing engineers and things like that. So, you know, I've really picked their brains and got some amazing information and how these ships operate and what they do and things like that. Some of these people were involved in this in the past. And, you know, understanding particle physics, it does make sense that, you know, they were saying that some of these ships that we're seeing are actually 1,200 times bigger than what we're seeing because the particles are smaller in the higher dimensions. And so if we were to go into these ships, they might just be massive, but what we're seeing is just this point of light, you know, zipping around. And that's pretty common in a lot of abduction scenarios or people that have had contacts. They'll see a light come down, and they walk into the light, and the next thing you know, they're in this huge ship that you know, they couldn't perceive from mm-hmm. their reality, you know, from physical reality.
Well, I know you had quite a sighting last month. I showed up a day late, and everybody in the field was talking about this ship that had come down really low and lit the whole field up.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a few of those, not last night, but the night before last. We had a bunch of them pop up and a few last night. You know, early they came in, did some mm-hmm. power-ups, but they were pretty small in comparison to the one that came in just a few nights ago, but it was massive. And unfortunately, nobody filmed it. And, you know, every once in a while I just take a break, and I don't feel like standing up for 3 hours tonight, you know, and you know, with this camera, you know, trying to catch these ships and all the gear. And, you know, invariably, it seems like a lot of times when I don't have the gear out there, something really big happens, and I'm kicking myself in the butt for not bringing the gear out.
Well, it would seem like that's maybe what they were waiting for.
Yeah. Maybe they didn't want to be filmed or that group. You know, maybe,
possibly.
You know, I think about all the heat we're getting. You know, it's crazy because we're putting out footage that's just undeniable of these massive ships twirling around each other, powering up, just doing crazy things. And during events, you know, like the ambassador's training event and during the teacher's training, we have like Mary's appearance there and these higher beings coming in. And we're getting so much flack from this. You know, I'm almost wondering is maybe they're not going to give us any better footage because they know how much, you know, crap we're getting from the stuff we already have.
I kind of think that. I think that's what's going on. That's why you can't film it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, you know what else is good, too, is to have other people film it, and then we have the multiple witnesses, which is mm-hmm. amazing, you know, we're having a group come out here. I won't mention their name, but it's a major network, and they want to try to disprove the latest footage we have of this weird object coming from the mountain, and it's spinning with rotating fields on it, and it's just amazing. It comes right at the camera and then turns off, and that's the one that was bigger off in the distance and then got smaller. And, you know, it seemed to come out of the door, but I didn't have the camera on the door at the time. I was filming the door opening, and then I shifted the camera over to the other side because I felt something was coming from that side, and that's where it came from. But we didn't actually film it coming out of the mountain, but we did see it, and that's why I grabbed the camera and started filming it. But, you know, and caught it all the way through as it came towards us. But it's amazing. That footage is so incredible. Everybody is just flipping out over the footage, you know, that they're blown away. But we always have these people, you know, like, you know, one guy named Craig, I don't know, saying all this negative stuff about it, and there's another guy, and the other people are going, well, there's always going to be Craigs out there, you know. There's always going to be.
Yeah, the powers that be hire them.
Yeah, you should.
They're vested in a particular paradigm that your ranch is just, like, totally blowing away. And they've got to have people come here and disprove it.
Yeah, and so we're trying to be a little more careful, but, you know, we have major groups wanting to come here, and they want to, like, get a plane and fly some kind of a radio-controlled plane from the mountain to us and then make a turn and film it and then do lanterns, you know, Chinese lanterns, and light them and let them go to see if that would look exactly the same as this thing. And you know, to me, it's like, A, we're in a burn ban area. I mean, everything is, like, bone dry up here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to let off Chinese lanterns, you know, burning candles and let them up into the air, I think is not a real brilliant move, you know. And I'm not going to be the one responsible for burning down somebody's house, you know, or quite a few houses around here and stuff.
The lengths they will go to.
Yeah, and, you know, I told him, I just said, you know, come on, guys. I said, all you have to do is just look at it. Just look at what you're seeing that was filmed there. Interview the witnesses that were here at the time, and you've got it. That's all you need, you know. And I said, I don't have a remote-controlled plane, you know. You know, anybody here that's here, you know, that have seen these things know that it's, you know, you'd hear it. I mean, maybe they have an electric motor one. I'm not a hobbyist. I don't have those toys and trinkets, but I mean, this thing was totally quiet. You know, it came right through the field, right in front of us, made no sound whatsoever. And, the energy fields coming off it were just phenomenal. And, you know, it just blows me away that people would still, you know, want to go through all this nonsense. And, you know, I really don't care about proving things anymore. It's like, if you haven't figured it out by now, you're never going to. And if there are people that are still throwing negative comments out, they're probably going to be negative all the way till the end of time, you know. So they're only establishing their own character and their own ignorance. You know, it has nothing to do with us.
Well, it really should be validating for you, James, to see the lengths they will go to and the absurdities they will go to try to just prove what is right in front of everyone's face that is out here in your field every night during the summer and has an experience.
I think absurdity is a very good word.
What?
I think absurdity is a very good word because that's the category it's in now. I mean, we sent this footage along with, you know, the footage from the Skywatch, the one that cut the trees in half that flew right over the conference building, two, one on July 4th with 200 witnesses,
mm-hmm.
one on July 6th or 7th, I can't remember, it's on the footage. Just undeniable, awesome footage. And these guys, it's amazing. You know, we sent all this to all the major UFO reporting centers. We send it to the major talk show hosts. We send it to the major, you know, UFO, what do you call them, the conference people, you know, and haven't heard a peep, you know, other than Alfred Weber is the only one that has really, you know, done something with this and you know, ran with it. So I think that should tell us something about the UFO community and what they're really about because, you know, contact is not going to come through that group. There's no way in hell it's going to happen.
No. Well, you have someone else here that is lined up to speak with you.
Oh, great.
If you're interested.
Let's bring him on
here. Okay, this is Veronica. Victoria,
oh,
I'm sorry, Victoria. Nice talking with you.
All right, thanks for coming on the show.
Hello?
Hey, Victoria, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be on. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, can you talk about some of the experience you've seen, since, you know, some of the ships and things, but even better yet, some of the energies you've experienced and some of the healing energies that you've experienced since you've been here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first time I came here was about a month ago for a couple of days, and, you know, the first thing we got here at night and the first thing we did on checking in was we entered this space, and I was immediately, I could feel my whole body go into chills, and I was like, okay, what just went on here, you know? And Katie was there, and she told us that they just had a conference, and, you know, that they practice Kunlun here. And so just from that alone at first, that was my first, you know, entering of the space. It was kind of like, okay, this is a different type of place, you know. And the first night, you know, looking out at the lights, it was just amazing to actually see the lights moving. You know, it's like at first, for me, it was just like looking at stars, but I realized when you look at stars long enough, you actually see them. You know, you can see certain things move and your eyes adjust to it. And one of the first nights that we were actually camping out on the land, and I got woken up by these noises. It was just this, like, really intense, like, wah, 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 like, moving closer and farther and then, like, coming back and forth. And I could just feel my body, like, adjusting to it, you know. And my mind didn't exactly know what it was, but I just had this feeling to just let myself continue feeling that. And I went back to sleep, and the next day when I had mentioned it to some of the other people in the tent, you know, one person was like, oh, I just told myself it was rain. That's so weird, you know. I thought it was raining. Like, showed me, you know, wow, everyone can have a totally different interpretation of what they're experiencing, but yet she remembered having some sort of experience, you know. Mm. And
You've seen some of the ships fly over and power up and things of that nature. I wanted to get to the some of the clearing that we do up in the, you know, we do a practice here where we clear any unseen negative energies you know, move out any old patterns or whatever else needs to be cleared up, and then bring in the masters for people to experience. I'd love to hear your input on your experience there.
Well, I really, you know, the first time we did the clearing, and, you know, I noticed that you made an emphasis on having a male-female balance and having an object that sort of was more objective, you could say. It didn't have to go through both of you, and both of you were joining on the object to really have the energy move through. And so just for me, first seeing that, I appreciate it because, you know, it made it more of a collective experience. It made it something that I felt I was a part of. And, you know, at first, it's like you just start laughing out of nowhere, and I just didn't understand what I was laughing at, but you could just feel this energy rising and people, you know, the first one I felt once you did the clearings and then, you know, some of the master energies came through, I think you tuned into Andromeda or something, or some other galactic, you know, area, and I just started crying because I felt like I recognized that presence. And, you know, with names, without names, it's the energy that was really powerful, and it did something to me. It helped me remember something. And, you know, I've seen multiple people since I've been here too who've just, like, had certain pieces of information you've given them during those, and it just has changed their whole track of life, you know. I mean, before we left last time and you sat down with us and you did that clearing, and, you know, I got a chance to really almost one-on-one directly ask you questions and hear the answers come through, and it was really powerful and validating to have that, you know, and have you say things that there's no possible way you could have known, you know, without, I don't know, it was really special, and it's something that I value coming here for, because I can really feel the space clear. I can really feel the people, you know, in the circle open up and everyone sharing that experience. And it's so cool to hear afterward what everyone's experience was, because it's always so different.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I just love doing it. I love watching people release the past and heal, you know, let go of any old traumas and then get in touch with who they really are, which is this incredible, blissful being.
Well, today, even, for example, we had that baby, you know, who's like a year and a half old in the circle, and mm-hmm. I was amazed at how sensitive she was to what was going on, you know. And, like, when Mary came through and the table started shaking, and then, you know, you said, well, you know, let's take a picture now, and that was the only time the baby actually laughed.
Yeah.
It was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, we have these real young kids come in there, and they're in there, and they go, Mommy, I like it here. It's really funny, and they some kids start saying things. This one kid, Ryan, was running around in circles, and he was going, Kazikio, Kazikio, and he was running in circles laughing and laughing. And then he fell on the ground. He was just laughing on the ground. And then he stood up and he goes, what the heck happened here?
Wow.
It was really funny. I mean, he was just laughing his head off. And it made everybody just start roaring, you know, laughing and really brought the energy up.
Wow. Well, it's special. I really enjoy it. You know, also it's like I get to meet so many different types of people here from so many different places of all ages, of all cultures. It's like, you know, that to me just speaks of the uniqueness of the space, you know, because of the people it's attracting and the types of energies of the people. And, you know, it's a really special opportunity. I mean, I have Duana here, too.
So oh, great.
I'm going to go on the phone and speak with you as well.
All right. Hey, well, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's great being here. Well done.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to the show again.
Thank you. I was just listening to your broadcast downstairs, and I have to say I've been here 8 weeks in this wonderful energy of light and love, and I watch you pour your heart and your love out every night to these people who are seeking and looking for some validation for what's happening with them, and you come out there in the Skywatch field, and I don't see you with any remote controlled devices at all flying planes. So, no, you don't have any motorized planes. I haven't seen any phony baloney out there. I've seen ships. I've been privileged to see the big light up a few weeks ago of a ship, and I just felt like I got a lot of telepathic downloading at that time, really good information. And I felt really... like I was walking on air for a few days after that.
I mean, you were there when we filmed that Friday 13th, I believe it was, the ship that with the rotating fields and everything else.
Right over your shoulder. I saw it coming in on the screen.
Yeah.
And
yeah, what would you say to the people? I mean, we're getting people saying it's obviously an owl, or they're saying
it's a
lightning bug or something. We don't have lightning bugs up here.
You know,
yeah.
I was asking you that same thing when I first came here because I was seeing lights all out in the field, and I was seeing these orbs light up in the trees, and I said, James, do you have lightning bugs or fireflies? And he said, no, we don't. But the object that came out of that mountain and swooped down was just spectacular. I mean, you were, in all your years of and your expertise and what all you've seen, you knew this was very different. There was nothing else like that. And as I was watching it, it swooped in. And I've worked with a night vision, and I've never seen anything like that on night vision. I've worked for 5 years. So I definitely think it was an ultra-dimensional being. It was incredible.
There was definitely some kind of a being or just extreme spiritual interdimensional technology. You know, I would lean more towards a being, but, you know, the rotating fields and the weird, like, appendages, the circular appendages all around it and everything else that was going on, it was nothing like I've ever seen before, I'm still amazed that nobody is doing anything with this after sending it to all the major UFO groups.
Me too. I just, when I watched it on the video that Sun did and put on, I guess, on my Facebook, put on the Facebook and YouTube, I was amazed to see it when it was slowed down to 25% of these rotating fields. And there is no owl that looks like that, either fast or slow, according to my vision.
Right in front of us, too. If it was a plane or an owl or anything that they're saying, I mean, we all would have seen it. You know, we would have seen exactly what it was. And, I mean, especially that close, as close as it came, you couldn't miss it. Or you could not hear it if it was a plane.
You know, I felt the intention of that being as well. It was the intention of coming at that exact timing so that you could film it, because I know you take breaks and sit down because you're standing up there such a long time, and I felt telepathically you knew that was coming in. I mean, you may not have known on a, you know, real conscious level, but telepathically on a subconscious, very deep spiritual level, you knew that was coming in. And
yeah, I automatically walked right up to the camera, and then, oh, my God,
yeah.
You know, grabbed the camera and then followed it.
It was pretty amazing, and I felt it brought a lot of energy with it, because I know other orbs I've watched on the screen really respond to the joy and the love, and I know last week I was standing there with them and was asking them to come up close, and one of them actually looked like it danced. It, you know, just sort of did a little
jig. Yeah, it would dance in front of the camera and then hit the screen. Some of them were actually hitting the camera and whiting it out. You know, it's amazing.
But this ultra-dimensional being was much different from that. It was much more solid, and it came in with such energy, and it was intentional. It flew, you know, or moved, I would say. It didn't fly. It moved toward the camera. So that was pretty,
pretty amazing.
About it all night.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I wish I could hear more of your experiences, but I'm sure we'll get you on the show again when we go back out to the field.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. I look forward to the next time.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show.
Good night.
Looks like we're out of time, and I've got to sign off now. So this is James Neal with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and pay attention. You know, the skies are full, and the veils are coming down.